It's National Stroke Month, and a University of Miami researcher wants South Floridians to recognize the signs of a stroke. Dr. Ralph Sacco is a neurologist and head of a regional stroke registry. He says the sooner someone gets treatment, the better their odds of recovery. And part of that is being able to recognize the symptoms of a stroke and learn the acronym FAST.
F is for face, if one side of your face is drooping. A is for arm, if your arm is drooping or there's weakness on one side of the body. S is for speech, if you're having trouble getting words out, trouble understanding what others are saying. And T is for time. If you have any of these early warning signs, we say call 911 urgently.
Sacco and other researchers have found African Americans and Hispanics are twice as likely to die from strokes as their white peers. He hopes hospital stroke data collected in a new Broward and Palm Beach partnership will help reduce those disparities. Obamacare premiums in Florida could increase by nearly 17% next year. As Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa reports, a new study says fewer people are expected to sign up for insurance because of changes to the law.
The report from the left-leaning Center for American Progress blames premium increases on the Trump administration's attempts to undermine the Affordable Care Act. Thomas Holsketter is the study's author.
They're trying to use every tool they have to undermine it because they couldn't repeal it.
Those tools include a proposal that would allow insurers to sell short-term health insurance plans. The plans are expected to be cheaper than Obamacare plans because they don't cover as much. Holsketter says repealing the mandate in the Affordable Care Act that forced everyone to have health insurance is driving up premiums as well. But for most people, the premium increases will be offset by increases in subsidies from the federal government. I'm Julio Ochoa in Tampa.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.